early on in the message. And then after that, I'll just let you listen for a few minutes. Everybody, don't forget the choir practice this evening at 6. All the adult choir be here. And the service at 7. We'll have some special things tonight. And looking forward to being here. So come bring somebody with you. Are you, is it too warm? Oh, it looks like it's about to burn up. Might need to knock it down just a hair, fellas. Amen. Isaiah chapter 41. We're the only church I know of that runs an air conditioner every Sunday. We run it every Sunday through the whole winter. After everybody gets in here, just, you know, I don't know what's wrong with you. A lot of people in this room. It heats it up. A thousand, 798 degree pokers. You know, 98.6 is exactly 66.6 degrees above freezing. Isn't that something? I figured that out one day. I was just sitting around there, I wonder how hot we are above freezing. 66.6 degrees, 666. All right, Isaiah 41. I'm a little hotter than that, so I ain't 666. 667. All right, look at verse 10. Chapter 41, verse 10. Here's our instruction as we enter into the new year this week. And everybody listen to it. Fear thou not. That's good enough right there. Amen. For I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Too many of God's people are dismayed. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I understand the Bible. I know dispensations. I know what he's talking to during that scripture. But it sure is a blessing to reach back there and get a hold of a promise like that. As we enter into the scariest time in history, what a blessing it is for God to look down at us this morning and say, fear not, I am with thee. You say, preacher, I'm scared to face the days we're living in. Yeah, I guess we all are a little bit. But God said not to be scared, for he's with us. And that part down there at the last one I'm going to preach on this morning, where he said, I'm going to hold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Boy, that's a good verse. He said, I'm going to hold you. You're not going to have to hold on to me. I am going to hold you. And he said, I'm going to hold you with the right hand of my right. A lot of people go around saying, boy, if I can just hold on. You couldn't hold on till you got out the door today. The devil will trip you up and mess up your life if the Lord let him before I got through preaching today. Thank God he holds on to us. What a blessing. And so I want to preach to you this morning on the subject, holding hands with God. Holding hands with God. You know, the Bible says a lot about God's hands. You'd be surprised at what all the Bible has to say about the hands of God, and especially His right hand. His right hand represents the Lord Jesus Christ and salvation. Now, the term I chose to use this morning is holding hands. When people hold hands, it means several things. It means that they are agreeing. It means that they're on the same team. Let's all join hands, you know, make a circle, prayer circle, or like playing, you know, like we used to play out in school. What's the first thing you do when you was growing up as a teenager and you got to sit beside your sweetheart? What's the first thing you do? Want to do? You want to hold hands. First thing you want to do with somebody you like, hold hands. Ain't that right? Want to hold her hand. Why is that? Boy, if you fall in love with the Lord this morning, that's what you want to do with Him. You want to say, I want to hold hands with God. Now, God's hands in the Bible are big enough that He can hold the ocean in the palm of them, but yet they're small enough and delicate enough to hold the hand of the smallest Christian. Now, the way I want to illustrate the message this morning is thinking about us holding God's hand, God holding our hand. And He does. Ever since I've been saved, as a teenage boy, the Lord has held my hand. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, the Lord has held my hand. Let me get me a little boy here. Jordy, come up here just a second. You want to help me here just a second? Come up here just a second. Let me get this boy here. And let's go say this morning that I am going to represent God, and Jordy here is going to represent me, Brother Danny, or he's going to represent you. Now, you know what happens when you get saved? When he's out there wandering around all by himself, and when he gets saved, give me a hand. And he puts his hand in God's hand. Now, every parent here understands this. Every parent here understands this. When you go shopping, when you ladies go to the mall, when you're in a big crowd, what do? You grab their hand. And you just grab them like this, you know, because you're looking to see where you're going, and you're just taking him with you. You don't have to worry about him. You got him by the hand. You don't let go of that hand either, do you? Well, I remember my daddy used to squeeze my hand. It hurt. I mean, you know why? Because they don't want to let go of you. Because daddy'd do like this. He'd stick his big finger down there. And you'd grab hold. How many ever done that? Grabbed hold of your daddy's finger. And he'd have went. You know what? I'm up here where I can see. He's just a little short guy. All he can see is faces. But I can see the back row. All he can see is these ugly guys right up here on the front. I can see back in the back. I can see the second row and the third row and the fourth row and all the way back to the 17th or however many rows we got in here. I can see all the way to the back. I can see back there. I can see where Jordy can't see. But you know, he don't have to worry about it. He don't have to worry about where we're going. He can look around, look at the sights, all that. He don't have to remember where we park at the mall. Of course, he's got some of y'all for a mama, he does. Y'all, some of you went out last week and looked 15 minutes, couldn't find your car at Kmart or Walmart, could you? Now, I know it was over here. He'll worry. Well, he don't have to worry about it, does he? Now, the thing to do, listen, man, remember where you park when you get out of your car. You look out, and I know it's red now. There's a red one. You walked to 3 or 4 before you found yours. But see, he don't have to worry about where we park, do you, Jordy? You don't have to worry about it. You just have to follow daddy. Follow daddy. Daddy knows where we park. You say, where's the toys? Don't you worry about it. You just hold on my hand. I'll show you where the toys are. Toys are right over here. Now, here, you play there while I go over here and shop around a little bit. Don't tear nothing up. If you open it, put it back. If one of them people work here, just act like you don't know them or something like that. Look here. Jordy, you know where we park? No, but Daddy does. Jordy, you know the way back home? Most of these kids here this morning couldn't even get to their house. They ain't worried about it, neither. You know why? Because they got Daddy here, Mama here, and they're going to leave them right there. Amen? They're not worried about getting home. He's not worried about where his food's coming from this evening, is he? You ain't a bit worried about it, are you? You know you're going to get something, you rat. You know good and well that your mom and daddy are going to go to the steakhouse, or they're going to go over and mooch off Mr. and Miss Davis, Brother Wayne, and they're going to go over there and bum something off somebody. You know good and well you're going to get something, Jordy. Don't you whine to me. You say, oh no, what am I going to eat? Where am I going to go? He ain't worried about it. He ain't worried about when these little Nikes here get wore out. He'll get him a brand new pair. He'll get him a new shirt when he gets a little bit bigger. He ain't worried about it. You know why? Because his hand's in daddy's hand. Amen. Daddy's taking care of it. Oh, glory to God, folks. I'm glad, thank God, that God's got a hold of my hand. It's Him that took me through this year. It's Him that took me through last year. It's Him that took me through year before last. And thank God, He'll take me through this year. Ain't that right? Amen. Amen, brother. You help me now. When I shout, you shout. I'll tell you one thing, brother. You know what? Have you ever had your kids in somewhere like Disney World or somewhere like that? And there is a crowd of people. You say, don't you let go of my hand. Don't you let go of me, boy. I'll find out, where's the gate? How do you get in this place? Come on, son. Come on, like that. You drag him along. You're in my cat. He has to keep up with you. He don't have to worry about it. He don't have to worry about where we're going. He's holding the hand. I'll tell you this morning, that's the way we are God. That's the way we are God. Okay, you can sit down there for a minute. You know what? Ever since I got saved, my hand got in God's hand. God said, come on, Danny. Where are we going, Lord? Don't you worry about it. You just hold on to my hand. And I found out, you know what? I've run myself crazy trying to figure out my way out of a situation or trying to solve this problem or that problem. And I found out that all my worrying was a waste of time and all my fretting was just an absolute waste. And I get 5 miles down the road and I'll say, well, I'll be. The Lord was leading me through every bit of it and I didn't even realize it. And glory to God, He'll take us through the coming year if Jesus don't come. And if Jesus don't come, we won't have to worry about it. We'll be sitting up there with Him in person. Amen. Let's think about it. I'm glad I can hold His hand. I'm glad I don't have to hold the Pope's hand or a religious leader's hand. If the blind lead the blind, we're all going to fall in the ditch. What about this? The guy said one time, he lived back in the country and ain't never been nowhere. And back when Batman, Superman, or Zorro was popular. How many of y'all remember Zorro? Well, I never really watched much, but I remember this guy, he was back in the country and he had never even seen a Catholic priest. The guy come out on this big long black robe, you know, and all that. And he come across the street one day and he could barely make it. And this old country boy went over and helped him across the street. And that old priest looked at him and said, well, thank you, young man. And that guy said, don't mention it, sir. Any friend of Zorro's is a friend of mine. Listen, brother, they can't help you. It don't do no good for them to hold your hand. I tell you, we got God's hand. God has our hand. I want to say this morning 3 things about holding hands with God. You like to hold hands with somebody you love, ain't that right? Amen. Number one, God is the one doing the holding. God is the one doing the holding. That means, listen, if I'm holding hands with God this morning, that means He's close to me. You can't hold hands with somebody and them way over there and you way over here. You got to be close to them, side by side, matter of fact, before you can hold hands. A lot of times, listen, in our minds, a lot of times, we get the idea that God's way up yonder and we have to say, hey, God! Can you hear me? And our prayer has to go 900 million miles up yonder to heaven. Let me tell you something, brother. If He's holding hands with us, He's right here. God is right here. He's in this room today. He's right beside you right now if you're saved. You say, well, I don't feel Him. He's there anyway. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll tell you what. You can make it miserable for yourself if you try to get away from Him. Have you ever seen a kid, mama going through Walmart parking lot, and the kid trying to go, no, no, mama, I want to ride the horsey. All right. She's saying, come on, son. Come on. He's doing like this. She's dragging him through the parking. That's the way God has to do a lot of His kids. He'll make it a whole lot easier on yourself if you'll cooperate with Him. And let Him take you where He wants to take you. And not fight with Him all the time. And argue with Him all the time. God will make life smoother if you'll just go ahead and walk wherever He wants you to walk. God's the one doing the holding. Amen? He's close. And then it shows us protection of God. Kids ain't scared when they're holding Daddy's hand. Little kid ain't scared. Now you let Daddy let go of that hand, him disappear in the crowd, son. You want to see a scared young'un? They look around and go, like that. I mean, they bellowed out, they get terrified. Well, I'm going to tell you what, as long as they got a hold of Daddy's hand, they ain't scared. There's some mean people. I don't care. Daddy's got to hold my hand. How's the boogeyman? So what? I'll kick him in the leg. Don't matter to me. You say, there's old mean kidnappers. Can't kidnap me. Daddy's got my hand. Kid ain't scared when they're holding Daddy's hand. You ever lost your kid somewhere like that? And then you get back with them. Boy, they get right up to you and grab your hand like that, you know. And they ain't a bit of scared then. It don't matter who. It don't matter how mean them people are. It don't matter how many tough guys or motorcycle gang is around there. If they got, they think Daddy can whoop anybody. They're right there ready. And listen, we have no reason to fear. We shouldn't fear the big brother government. We don't have to fear the Antichrist. We don't have to fear the devil and the world and the flesh, because our Father is holding our hand. Amen. You ain't gonna get kidnapped with Daddy holding your hand. You're not gonna fail with Daddy holding. Listen, if you do fall, He'll hold you up before you hit the ground. And you felt God holding you up a lot of times when you would have failed if He hadn't held you up. You better believe it. There's a lot of times since I've been saved, and I've been through some battles too. There's been some times when I've been saved that I thought, man, I'm going down. And it felt like something just carried me right on through. That's my Father holding my hand. And then God, the one doing the holding, shows us the promises of God. Let me show you something about God holding our hand. Open your Bible to Psalm 139 just a second. And Psalm 139, I'll not have you turn anymore, just two. This one and one more, they're both in Psalm. Psalm 139, and I want you to look at this great verses of Scripture here. Psalm 139 and verse 7. Some of the most amazing Scripture in the Old Testament is in Psalm 139, verse 7, 8, 9, and 10. What a blessing. The Bible said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence?" We're in Psalm 139, 8. "If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea," watch it now, watch it, verse 10, "even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." It's God doing the holding. Let me show you another one. Turn to Psalm 16. Psalm 16. And I'll let you guess which verse. Psalm 16:11. Isn't that neat? Psalm 16:11. A great verse. And look at Psalm 16:11 in your King James Bible. And it said this: "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." Thank God this morning, God is the one doing the holding. And let me say to you this morning, you hear me, all you teenagers, mamas and dads, you that are discouraged, you that are downhearted, you that are just feeling like you're never going to make it, let me tell you, the same God that saved you the night you got saved, He knew what you was going to be facing. He knew these battles you were going to be in. He knew all these things that was going to come your way. He got a good tight grip on your hand the night you got saved, and He'll never let it go till you step your foot inside them pearly gates and see Him on His throne in all of His glory. God's hand is holding you this morning. Hallelujah this morning. Thank God, people, His hand still holds us today. Let me say, you say, "Well, you don't know what I have to go through, preacher." He won't let go through disease. Amen. God won't let go through disease. You may have a terrible disease. We think about some of our own church members here suffering with disease, some of them with cancer and different things, and how God's held their hand. And you go to their house this morning and you find them having victory in Jesus and being happy and singing a song. He'll hold your hand through disease. He'll hold your hand through desertion. when you're deserted by friends and family, when your church turns their back on you and you feel like you don't have a friend in the world, He'll hold your hand right then. When it seems like everybody's talking about you and nobody cares about you, He'll be right there holding your hand. I want to say He'll hold your hand through divorce. Some of you are going through the most painful time in your life right now. A marriage broken up, a separation, and you go through that awful shame of divorce, and it embarrasses you, and your family, some of your family gets mad at you, and some of your in-laws and people won't even speak to you, and people criticize you and try to blame you. I want to tell you, bless your heart right through every bit of that. His hand's got a hold of your hand. Your hand's in His. He'll see you through. It's God doing the holding, and He'll hold your hand through all your problems. Let me say secondly this morning, what we receive by holding hands with God. Number one, we receive His guidance. That's a blessing. He'll guide you through the crowd. You see, when I heard Jordy up here a while ago, I can see where I'm going. He can't see where he's going. He can't see where I'm going. But that don't matter. As long as I can see, it don't matter if he can or not. Now, our problem is a lot of time we want to know. We want God to show us. Well, God, what's going to happen? God, what am I going to do about this? God, what am I going to do about that? That ain't your problem. Your problem is just hold hands with Him and walk with Him. You walk with God, He will guide your steps. Isn't that great today? We rack our brains, read books, go to seminars, do everything in the world, try to figure out what we're going to do, what we're going to do. You don't have to do nothing except put your hand in His and walk with Him. You do that, you'll be all right. You'll be all right. You say, well, I thought it was more complicated. No, it's simple. Put your hand in here. You say, how am I going to figure out the way of the mess I'm in? You don't have to figure it out. Hold on to the Father's hand. He'll lead you out. When we're in the middle of Disney World and my girl's got my hand, they don't say, oh no, where are we parked? Oh no, where? All they say, I'll hold Daddy's hand. He knows where we're going. He knows where the car is. He knows how to get us back to North Carolina. He knows that. Boy, if we would trust God like that, we'd be a lot happier Christians and a lot more victorious Christians. We need to be victorious, man. We need to smile a little bit, and we need to get a little joy in our soul, and we need to get a little, a little skip in our step, and we need to get excited. And I know some churches dead as 4 o'clock. Thank God we still got some life around here, and it's a little too dead for me this morning. Thank God we at least got to shout. Did you know some churches, if the preacher got in there and raised his voice like I did, people have a heart attack. There's one woman in one of them old churches, you know, where everybody just sits there, prune face. She died in the service. And they called 911, come get her. They carried 4 women out before they got the right one. They all look like it. But I want to tell you something, brother. You hear me? You hear me today? Life now. Don't you sit there a prune face. You're liable to die next. But I'll tell you, brother, you hear me today. You hear me? Brother, we got His guidance. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you what, we got His guidance. That means a lot to me. Because I ain't got enough sense to know what to do most of the time. You ever met these people, they think they know everything? I never have been like that. Sometimes I think, Lord, now what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? Which way should I go here? Which way? You know what I do? I pray and I say, God, I'm doing the best I can. Here I go. And I trust the Lord with all my heart, lean not to my own understanding, and it always turns out right. If I try to do it myself, it always turns out bad. We have His guidance. And then I want to tell you something else. We have His affection. Thank the Lord He takes care of us. He don't just run off and leave us. I'm telling you, He's there with us. By the way, let me say this. Some of you don't, you may not want to hear this, but some of you need to hear this. God is not just with you while you're doing good. Thank God. Thank God He still helps us and puts up with us and leads us even when we're doing bad. Don't sit there and look at me like you ain't never done bad. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah, people. Woo! Thanks be. pray unto God, He still has our hand and takes care of it when we're not doing so good. When our heart goes astray, He still leads us. When our heart seems to pull away from God and want other things of this world, thank God He's still got a hold of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know good and well, there's been times you'd have messed up your life and backslid if it hadn't been for God's hand leading you and guiding you. I know I'd have probably messed up years and years ago, but God's hand has on me and held me through it all. He puts up with our junk. I'll never forget, we was going to a fall place one time. One of my kids, and I ain't going to tell you which one, because it might embarrass her, but it was one of the younger ones, had sick. Me, her, and Carrie went on a trip to Germany when Brother Ricky Bolick and his wife Kim were in Germany. And we already had our tickets made. We was going to go over there. I was going to get to preach in the National Church and everything. And boy, it was exciting. This was about, I think this was 1989, about the first of 1989. And we was excited. Y'all remember when we went to Germany? Well, right before we left, the flu hit. Carrie was sick. I mean, this other person that went with us got sick. And I'm telling you, it was awful. And I was just saying, oh, I hope I don't. And me and J.D. had been moving some cross ties around my house, and I'd moved in things, and I'd hurt my back, and I'd been playing ball and stuff like that, and I'd hurt my back. And my back was killing me, and I was dreading a 9-hour flight. And we went down there to the airport in Charlotte, and Carrie was sick as a dog. I mean, just white. They were throwing up. And somebody said, why don't y'all just stay here? I said, no, man, we spent a fortune on these plane tickets, and we're going. They'll be all right. And we went through the airport with Carrie sick on the buggy, all of our luggage. My back was killing me, and I was pushing them and our luggage through the airport like this on a great vacation to Germany. And boy, I was dreading a 10-hour flight, man, 10 hours. And I wasn't sick. But I thought, oh, Lord, I hope I don't get what they've got. I mean, they had to throw up, puke, and flu. I mean, it was awful. Every few minutes, they'd have to go to the bathroom, throw up and everything. We got on that airplane. Sure enough, it wasn't Carrie, but the other one, she was there. And I was sitting there. She kept getting sicker and sicker and sicker and sicker. I said, honey, you feel like you're going to throw up? She went. I said, honey, you feel like you're going to throw up? I said, we need to go to the bathroom if you feel like you're going to throw up. There's people sitting on them big planes you fly across the ocean. I have like 2 seats and then like 5 seats here in the middle and then like 9 rows across them, man. 300 people on them things. And it's bigger than, you know, big as these 3 sections of our church. There's that many people sitting in there almost. And boy, you know, everybody's looking, you know, and you know how stuff smells. And I hate the smell of throw up. I hate it. I mean, I hate it. I will not stay in the same room. I hate it. Remember at one of our services, somebody threw up right here? What service was that? Oh, it was awful. We went and throwed somebody's sweater over it or something after the service was over. Right over there, a big pile. I can't stand it. Some of you nurses, people like that, you say, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. I will leave the room. I will get away from it. I can't stand it. It's awful. I sat there that day. My girl looked up at me. I said, honey, you feel like you're going to throw up? She said, yeah. I said, we better go to the bathroom. About that time, she goes, bah! And before I even thought, I put my hands underneath her face like that, and she puked my hands full, brother. It felt like a bowl of hot gravy in my hands right there. Amen. I want to tell you something, bless your heart. I wouldn't have done that for nobody else. Nobody. But if you think you're going to puke in my hands, you're out of your mind. You've lost your brain. No way. I don't care how bad you feel. But I'd do it for my kids. I'd do it for my kids. I'd let them fall in my hands because they're my babies. They're my kids. And if you think I'd do it for you, you're crazy. You just have to die. You die, as far as I care, on an airplane. But not one of my kids. I was going to let them throw up right in my hands. And people were staring and turn around and looking. I started to say, "Oh, what you staring at, you nosy thing? Turn around and shut your mouth." People was turning around looking at us, talking about it stunk in that airplane. We got the stewardess to help us and we got it all cleaned up. I said that to say this, brother, I'm glad God don't run out on us when we mess up. Woo! Glory to God! He don't run out on us when we mess up! I've puked in His hands lots of times. I'm glad God didn't say, "Ooh, I'm not having nothing to do with you, Danny. You're not." Listen, brother, if you knew the times He's held me when I wasn't clean. He's led me when I wasn't clean. He's kept me, and brother, I put up with the mess I've made and still with me anyway. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How about makes you feel religious, don't it? He's the one doing the holding. His fellowship means we have a continual feast. You say, "Well, now, preacher, you done made me sick now and I can't." I'm helping you on your New Year's diet. You ought to appreciate me for that. Number three, holding hands with God means life never ends when you're holding hands with God. God said, "I'll hold thee." Guess what He said one time? "No man can pluck thee out of my hand." One fellow said, "Well, you can jump out." Well, no, he's got the oceans in the palm of his hand. You're a good jumper, buddy. If you need to be in the Olympics, son, if you can jump over the ocean. God says, "I'll help thee." I got thinking about this. All the songs. I just wrote these down in my office over there this morning. Listen to these. I just wrote these few down. Have you ever thought about all the songs that we hear and sing about God holding our hand? See, some of you, in your mental picture of God, He's way, 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 way up yonder in heaven. And He is. He is in heaven on His own. But I'm trying to enforce to you this morning, He's right beside you. He is right beside you holding your hand. Right now, He's holding your hand. Just like I had that little boy over here a minute ago, God's got us. Listen to this. "As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely to the through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary." And the chorus goes, "Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, put me by thy power." How about this one? "He'll hold my hand as over this river I go." I believe this morning that what I got as a teenage boy at Nebo Baptist Church will take me over Jordan when it comes time for me to die. That same hand. Hallelujah. Same hand that's been with us all these years, that's took care of our church, that's paid our bills, that's blessed our boys and girls, that's built this building. That same hand will carry us over Chilly Jordan one of these glad days when it comes time to go. How about this one? "Hand in hand we walk each day, hand in hand along the way. Walking thus I cannot stray, hand in hand with Jesus." How about this? "Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light." Your hand in the hand of the man who calmed the waters. Put your hand in the hand of the man who done a whole bunch of other stuff. Take a look at yourself and you will look at others differently. Putting your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. I've heard this story before and I'm telling it, I'm afraid. Some of you have heard it, but a bunch of you haven't, and that's why I'm saying it, the ones that have. Years ago, there's an old man who's sick, about ready to die. And this preacher went to visit him. And he's laying on his bed, spending his last few days. And that old man was laying there on that bed, stretched out like that. An old preacher come in. The old man said, "Don't sit in that chair, preacher. Sit over here." Preacher went around and said, "Okay." Sat down on the other side. And the old man said, "Preacher, Jesus sits in that chair." He said, "Is that right?" He said, "That's right." He said, "Every day I talk to Jesus, and he comes in here and he sits in that chair and talks to me." The preacher visited with him for a few minutes, and he had prayer with him and left. A few days later, he's uptown. He saw that old man's daughter, and he said, "Hey, how's your dad getting along?" And she said, "You mean you didn't hear? Dad passed away the other day." And he said, "No, I didn't know that. I'm sorry." And she said, "Preacher, don't be sorry." She said, "Let me tell you. Let me tell you how it happened. Dad's a lot better off." She said, "Did you see that chair in there? Daddy kept beside his bed, and he always said Jesus sat in and talked to him." And she said, "Yeah." He said, "I sure did, man. That made cold chills come on me when that old man talked about Jesus sitting there in that chair." And she said, "Well, the morning we went in that room and we found Daddy laying there cold, a corpse." She said, "There he was, stiff, and his body was lifeless and still. But she said, you know, Daddy had his head turned that way toward that chair, and his hand was out there like that." She said, "It was just like he was laying there talking to the Lord, and the Lord said, 'All right, Pop, you ready to go?' Jesus reached out his hand. He put his hand in it, and he went home to heaven." I'm telling you, man, if you got to go by way of death, that's the way to go. With your hand in his hand. Put your hand in the hand of the man from Galilee. He'll hold your hand as over Death's River. I see a lot of you here this morning. I know this. God's used this message and it's visibly affected you. And I know it's touched your heart. Because you think about what we may be facing in this coming year. You know what we need to do? Just put our hand in his. Quit fighting him. Just let him do the leading. Walk with him. Let's stand. Bow our heads for prayer. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Can I ask you a question this morning? Hand in hand, we walk each day. Hand in hand, along the way. Walking thus, I cannot stray. Hand in hand with Jesus. Are you walking with Him this morning? Maybe you're a Christian. You ain't been walking with Him. You've been fighting Him. Why don't you come to this altar this morning, get down on your knees and say, "Oh God, I want to walk with you." That's right. Many's coming. Many's coming. Many's coming. Others need to come. Others need to come. You've been fighting it. You've been putting this thing off. You're saved, but you ain't been walking with Jesus. Come on. Come on. Don't fight Him. Don't say no. He'll help you. He'll help you. Don't struggle like a little kid at Walmart fighting his mama. Let mama take you where she wants you to go. Let Jesus lead you. He knows what He's doing. Don't fight Him. He'll bless you. Father, do what ought to be done this morning. Save that one which is lost. Touch our hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.